Hi parents, this is Mr. Bowen, and I'm going to show you subtraction proof drawings today. The problem we're going to be looking at is 345 minus 178. To get started, I make a place value drawing for both numbers. So the top, you can see I have 300 boxes, 4 10 sticks, and 5 1 circles. And on the bottom, for 178, I have 100 box, 7 10 sticks, and 8 1 circles. There are some small differences with this subtraction program, and one of the differences is the language. We used to refer to subtraction as borrowing, but with math expressions we do call it ungrouping numbers. So as you can see in this next picture, I cannot do 5 minus 8, so I need to ungroup 110 out of the tens place, so the 4 becomes a 3. After ungrouping the 10, that 110 becomes 10 ones, so I group those into the ones place, so the 5 ones become 15 ones. And as you can see in the next picture, what you do is you show with your place value drawing by crossing out that 10 you ungrouped and placing 10 ones in the ones place. In the old-fashioned way of doing the math with borrowing, you would go ahead and do that subtraction of 15 minus 8, but in math expressions, we're teaching kids to ungroup all of the numbers first before subtracting. So as you can see in this next picture, instead of doing 15 minus 8, I go over to the tens place to see, can I do 3 minus 7, and I can't, so I need to ungroup 100 so that I can get tens into the tens place. So in this picture, I have ungrouped a 100 to leave me with 2 hundreds. And in the next picture, you can see that I have taken that 100 and put it into the tens place to replace it with 10 tens, so now it has become 13 tens. After doing this step, I want to show you with a proof drawing what I did. So I ungrouped the 100 and exchanged that for 10 tens, and you can see I've written that in red above the tens place. And then now I am ready to subtract. So in the next picture, you can see that I have subtracted 15 minus 8, which equals 7, 13 minus 6, or 7, which is 6, and 2 minus 1, which is 1. After doing the standard subtraction, I need to show the subtraction in my proof drawings. So starting in the ones place, I take my 15 ones on top, and I subtract 8 from both the top and the bottom. And as you can see with the red colored circles, I have left myself with 7 ones, just like I did in the answer. So now below I write it in expanded form with 7 ones. After doing the ones place, I can move to the tens place. So I take the 13 tens and subtract 7 from them. So I cross out 7 from both the top and the bottom of the tens place in my proof drawing. And I am left with 6 tens. Now it's time to do the 100s. So I take the 2 100s and subtract 1 from them. So I cross out 100 from the bottom and the top part of the proof drawing, and I'm left with 100. So with an expanded form at the bottom, I have 100 plus 6 tens plus 7 ones. Therefore, my answer of 167 is proven with my proof drawing. Once again, I hope this was very helpful for you. If you have any questions, please email me at any time at cbowen@hpseagles.net.